He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. From the Gospel according to St. John. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. Now don't be confused if the Gospel story sounds a bit familiar this morning. Just a few weeks before Lent, we had the reading from Luke chapter 5, where Jesus first called his disciples. In that episode, we saw Jesus telling Simon Peter, after a long night of completely non-productive fishing, to put down his net for another cast. Now, if you remember, after admitting that I myself have never caught a fish in my life, I spoke about how for the disciples, experienced professional fishermen, not catching any fish all night long was miraculous in and of itself. They needed the experience of that failure, going from nothing to unbelievable abundance, in order to begin to understand what was in store for them in their decision to follow Jesus. And that was what they did. They dropped everything and followed Jesus. They followed him for 3 years. They watched him teach, preach, and saw him perform miracles. He washed their feet and offered himself to them in the Eucharist. Then they watched him on trial, mocked, beaten, and finally crucified. 3 years they spent. And now, well, they'd seen him a few times, but I'm sure still thoroughly are confused and not quite sure what to do next. So, what did they decide to do? Well, they did what a lot of us do when things get difficult or confusing. They simply went back to what they knew. They picked up their nets and went fishing. I mean, sure, they learned a lot from Jesus, but with their master gone, or, well, maybe not gone, but definitely not the same as he was before, they were going to have to figure out how to get on with life. Jesus was their charismatic leader, and I'm sure there was no shortage of folks out there, you know, who had experienced healing or deliverance, who were willing to house and to feed Jesus and his disciples. But, well, that was all over now. Kind of reminds me of my first job at PetSmart, stocking dog and cat food. I was a good employee. I did my job well. I familiarized myself with the various products. I was on time, rarely called in sick. I was willing to stay late. And, you know, in retail, that can be pretty hard to find, especially when the job also involved responding to cleanup on aisle 6 multiple times a day. And in a pet store, well, I don't have to tell you what that involved. Needless to say, I had a good relationship with my managers, and when I graduated from high school, moved on to different jobs, went off to College Station, I always knew that if things didn't work out somewhere else or I needed a summer job, I could always go back. I could always go back to what I knew, to PetSmart. And I did on multiple occasions. I mean, come on, several of my old managers are now store directors, and I'm pretty sure I could go back tomorrow and have a job by the end of the week. But don't worry, that thought hasn't actually crossed my mind. So while it was hard labor and nowhere near as glamorous as being part of Jesus' entourage, the disciples knew that they could pay the bills with fish. And so they went back to fishing. But we know what happened. They went back to it, and lo and behold, not a single fish. Now, I would imagine some deja vu would be setting in. Again, what are the odds that seasoned fishermen, though maybe a bit rusty, would catch absolutely nothing? Then some stranger comes along and tells them to put down their nets for another try. And boom, a massive haul. Well, at this point, John realizes that it is Jesus leading to this third encounter with the risen Lord. But there are some subtle and some not so subtle differences in the way Peter in particular responds to Jesus between these two instances that we kind of find noteworthy. And it is these differences that illustrate how far Peter has come and how much he has changed from the time of that first call in following Jesus. So the first difference, I think, is definitely the more subtle one. You see, the first time when the stranger told him to put out the nets one more time, there was a slight protest from Peter, highlighting how ridiculous and futile he found the request. The second time, there is no such protest. Perhaps Peter had learned to set aside his doubt and his pessimism. He had seen and experienced things that made him realize that there were no room for those things in the life of faith. In the same way, we must keep in mind all of the ways that God has acted in our lives and through our ministries so that we can be confident as we go forth where we are called. Next, you will notice that Peter doesn't bother with the fish. At the first miraculous catch, he struggles to bring in the haul, calling his partners over to give him a hand. But the second time, he recognizes Jesus, and bringing in some silly fish isn't about to stop him from getting to him as quickly as possible. In this, we see a certain detachment from material things. Now, to be sure, it was Peter's idea to go fishing in the first place, but as soon as he had the opportunity to be reunited with his Lord, he left it all behind immediately. We would do well to approach our lives in the same way. We all understand that it is necessary to care for our material needs, but we must be willing to leave behind even the largest catches of fish when we are called. And this willingness to leave everything behind and dive out of that boat brings us to the most obvious difference. At the first catch, Peter responded to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." This is a far cry from diving in as soon as he knew who the stranger was. After 3 years of walking with Jesus, Peter loved him more than he was ashamed of his sin. And that is true redemption. When our love for Jesus and knowledge of his love for us outweighs any doubt or fear or shame, manifesting in a life of longing to be in his presence, to follow him as closely as possible. The love of Jesus transformed Peter, and it can transform all of us as well. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.